Blog Talk Radio.
And a great big hello and welcome. You're listening to the Palm Springs Savant and Company here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Rick Rockhill, your host, and thank you for tuning in today. You know, I want to give you something to think about. Almost 30 years ago, when Ronald Reagan was president of the United States, natural and organic products were only found in those little tiny hippie stores, independent and co-op type retailers, and they were about $2 billion in retail dollars. Today, natural and organic products are found almost everywhere, and it's worth almost $70 billion. That is a huge change in a very short span of time, and today's show, I'm going to talk about that. We are going to be discussing the Natural Products Expo, which is a huge event that's taking place right now, wrapping up today, actually, in Anaheim, California. I've been attending and participating in that event. I'm going to tell you a little bit about that because it's very topical. You know, over the past 10 years or so, personally, I've been involved in the natural products industry in a variety of capacities. I've attended countless seminars, conferences, trade shows. I've served on panels, made presentations to various professional organizations, and that's really more than just in the pet industry. Getting into the human food, supplements, personal care, and so forth. I had the distinct pleasure of participating in this year's Natural Products Expo as a presenter, as a speaker at their conference. And my topic at the conference was around animal nutrition naturally, and I'll get a little bit more into that today. But what it enabled me to do was really interact with some other folks at the education portion of the conference, and it really was quite enjoyable. This is a conference that and trade show that has more than 53,000 natural industry professionals, people from across the world. It's about 30 different countries that are represented, folks who are just exchanging ideas, information. Sure, it's all around products that they believe in, but this is a very broad event. It incorporates the healthy baking seminar, Fresh Ideas Organic Marketplace, a supply expo, as well as a natural products expo. So it's really about getting people together to discuss and present the entire life cycle of healthy products for people. So this is today. It's a big show. It takes place everywhere in Anaheim, California. It's one of the top 100 shows and conferences in the U.S. and one of the fastest growing as well. Think about it. It's more than 300,000 square feet of space at the Anaheim Convention Center, almost 2,000 exhibitors, I think it's 1,900 actually, who attend the show itself, and it has a huge reach. So we're going to talk about this today here. You know, when you think about natural products, these are things that people typically associate with being healthy. And that's kind of why I'm such an advocate for natural and organic products, because I think that our health depends on it. And we have been evolving as a society in the quality of food that we consume and the type of food that we consume, and more information is becoming readily available. And certainly with the internet, everything is instantly available. So as consumers, you owe it to yourself, we owe it to each other to share information and ideas when they become available. And the natural products industry is huge, as I said, that $70 billion annually. However, you know, there's a lot of good and a lot of not so good within that. So what I want to talk about today is to share some of the things that I saw that are interesting, hot trends, some behind-the-scenes kind of buzz, and tell you what I saw from my perspective. So when I was at the conference portion, lots of great topics, things that were being discussed in those education seminars were really topical. You got to remember, this is an event that's closed to the public. It's industry experts only, and it's intended to be an event where people can learn and speak with each other and not have the broad public there, it's directed more at a higher level of technical information. So the concept is people learn from each other, then go and create consumer-focused things that would be brought to market down the road. So it really is a broad scope of topics. At any rate, at the actual conferences, the topic that I was discussing tied into the broader group of NAV nutrition. Mine was around animal nutrition. And animal nutrition is, natural animal nutrition is almost a $3 billion business today. And what we were discussing was everything from food, supplements, and products on the market today, as well as the regulatory and consumer trends that are out there. So we were trying to discuss with our group, our panel, how complex it can be and how difficult it is not only for manufacturers and retailers, but also for consumers. There's this growing consumer appetite for information about natural products for themselves and also for their pets. And so what we talked about in our seminar was just that. And before I go too far off topic, it's worth mentioning here that there are some interesting trends that are driving this. If you look at what's happening in the human health products industry, the same thing is happening for their pets. There's this growing bond that people have with their pets. People see their pets as full-fledged members of the family. There's this the focus on preventative health and enhanced well-being for longevity for both people and their pets, so that tie-in is right there. People are buying natural and organic products for themselves, so they're looking at for their pet as well. But what's really interesting is both human products and pets, there's this concept called functional foods with a functional focus that target specific health needs. And there's some things out there that I'm going to get into today that you may have heard of, and some you may not have. But things that have nutraceutical benefits, and certainly in the pet industry, there's all kinds of products that have nutraceutical benefits to them, whether they're just a treat or it could actually be medication. There's all kinds of things that you're seeing out there right now for hip and joints, for skin and coat, digestion. Those are the kind of the benefits that come from some of the nutraceutical products that are out there now for pets. But what's happening is you have this consumer base, folks like you and me, who are better educated, certainly seeking information on the internet, and they love their pet, and we want to get things that will help our pets live longer. So these are all part of a broader trend, right? It's part of what's happening in the human products industry and with pets. Consumers are seeking complete health solutions. There is a very strong desire today for people to boost their health, to maintain their health, or they want to, if they have a health issue, they want to treat it with a product that is not going to diminish, their overall well-being. And things like immunity and long life are now, just part of the commonplace discussion consumers are having with their physicians and with each other. But what's difficult is consumers are trying to seek advice. People, folks like you and me, are trying to find answers. And how do you get to those answers? It's very confusing. Retailers don't do a great job with it. Manufacturers confuse folks by having lots of conflicting information. Very difficult for you to interpret, even just standing in a grocery store and looking at products on the shelf. How do you know which one is right? Okay, very complicated set of details there. That's why things like the Natural Products Expo are important, because what they're providing is a forum for manufacturers, whether human or pet products, to get together, talk about these challenges, and come up with products that are truthful, products that will actually be helped, that will help people, and that in some cases may even have clinical studies behind them that folks can point to and have some even greater degree of confidence. So that's why when I talk about this expo and its sheer size and the number of people there, that's why I really believe passionately that this is an important event that, while closed to the public, will eventually help the public through the products that are brought to market. I am an advocate for natural and organic products. I don't make a secret of that. But I think when you hear more about this in today's show, you'll understand where I'm coming from. So the concept that you hear thrown around a lot of the term is health and wellness. And what is that? You know, why is that, why is it so fascinating to people? Well, I think part of it is the concept of health and wellness has evolved. It's different today than it was, say, even 5 or 10 years ago. Today, that idea of wellness or health and wellness is about everything being interconnected. It's that everything we do has an effect on other parts of us. And so from the very earliest ages of really infancy, and they're even saying now, you know, prenatal. So they're talking about things that we consume. If you're a mother, a pregnant mother, raising your children, so forth, all the way up through our adult lives, what you consume has an impact on your long-term health. And it sounds obvious, doesn't it? But there are other factors there, the environment that we live in. An environment, I'm referring to your home, the chemicals you use in your home, the chemicals you use in your yard, all those things, that, you know, the greater environment, not just the planet. So the environment in which we live is connected to our health. Even other species and things that we, if it's part of the animal the food chain that we consume, or pets in our home, or anything out there, pests in the environment, things that we have an impact and interact with, rather, will impact our health. So this is why the concept of health and wellness is an emerging category or dialogue between manufacturers, physicians, researchers, and consumers today. Because people understand now that these things are connected. What's frustrating is that despite all the advancements in modern medicine today, lots of great research happening, right? Really good things that are happening and cures for things that didn't exist years ago. But despite that, physicians are still very focused on disease management, and medicine today is focused on, you have a problem, let me give you a drug or a surgery or not, get under the knife and we'll fix it. What I believe we should be doing is focusing on proactive, healthy living. What's the optimal functioning of your body and what do you need to do to get there? So this is kind of the crux of the natural products industry. And again, this is a lot of basics, but as more products become available on the market, people start reading about them and their health benefits. And it is widely agreed upon now with the experts in the industry that you have to introduce these at the earliest stages of life rather than waiting until we have a health problem. So why would you wait until you're, say, 50 or 60 to start eating healthy, when you should do so in your earliest possible level of life so that you can build healthy cells and your body will be able to reproduce energy and cellular development that will be healthy. And so you won't have these problems later in life. So you think about the onset of age-related diseases, people being obese, osteoporosis, even Alzheimer's or diabetes. Scientists today believe that some of these things actually begin and germinate in childhood, which is why experts are urging consumers to start making changes early in life. You know, it seems very obvious that you should, eat well, that kind of thing. And I sometimes wonder that people's definitions or understanding of what eating well mean are convoluted. But before we even get into how you eat, if I had to throw one personal pitch in here, I would say that it's very critical that you think about how to reduce your exposure to chemicals in as early in your life as you can. Pesticides and toxic chemicals are probably one of the most important things that you can do that could have a serious impact on your health. But the very close second in my mind is having a healthy diet, foods that are minimally processed, without artificial colors, flavors, ingredients, and so forth. So, that's kind of what this is all about. So, if you're someone on a tight budget, you don't have a lot of money to spend, that's okay. My advice is, where possible, avoid pre-made foods, anything in a box. Try to reduce the amount of sugar that you consume and eat more fresh vegetables and fresh fruits when possible. So that's kind of my, high level, what I'd recommend from a health standpoint. But as I walked through the Expo West show, and having concluded some of the conferences and seminars I attended, I was fascinated to learn that there actually are a number of great products out there that continue to come to the marketplace that you would be interested in knowing about. So if you think about what's happening in the industry today, there are lots of foods that are made to help our lives, you know, for convenience, things that move us along, get us home from work, and we can just open it up, heat it up, and eat it, and those are convenient. Well, there actually are some things that are pre-made, prepared, that are a little healthier, and that's what I saw at this show that I was really fascinated by. So, you know, I think what you want to do is, most importantly, read labels. When you go to the store, find out what's in that product and look at the ingredient panel, read the guaranteed analysis, nutrition facts on the back of the package. That's super critical. But let me take you through some behind-the-scenes things here at the Expo that you may be interested in. So first of all, the big trends here continue to be, obviously organic is hot. Everything organic is considered to be an area of growth, and you should think about what, you know, how you would prioritize organic products in your life. So first on my list would be things like milk, eggs, and certain vegetables, fruits that you would consider. They say potatoes are important to eat organic because they really, being in the soil, they absorb so much and so forth. So you can read up on that on the internet. I think the Organic Trade Association and the National Organic Program have great information on their websites. But those are the from the produce standpoint. Now, when things that you can buy in a store, gluten-free is the hottest trend right now in the natural products industry. And, you know, there are some amazing little-known facts about gluten that people are learning more about, and that gluten can be an allergen for some people, and people don't even realize it. They go their whole life not realizing that there are problems with consuming gluten, and nobody knows what to do. So this is not to say that everything with gluten is bad, but you can find things if you do the research and find out that you do have some kind of gluten or wheat intolerance. You should do your those are not interchangeable, of course, but you should do your research and find out with a doctor, nutritionist, what it is you have your real allergy to, and know that there's a wide range of gluten-free products available at good quality food stores. So gluten-free is a trend that's emerging, and I think it's growing because people are getting more and more educated. Also, you'd be surprised to know that the growth of pomegranate continues in a huge way, and I think that pomegranate is one of those things that you're finding more and more prevalent because it's believed that it has these anti-inflammatory, antioxidant properties. It can stave off all kinds of health problems, whether it's cardiovascular disease, diabetes, even some you know concerns about skin health. So the consumption of pomegranate goes up. People are drinking it. Even women are consuming pomegranate juice for breast cancer health or avoiding breast cancer. Some people even believe it has benefits of colon cancer, to prevent colon cancer or reduce the risk. So that consumption is driving it up, and therefore the consumer demand on pomegranate juice is increasing. Things that also surprised me, I saw at the show here, coconut oil. And, you know, this is an interesting topic here because some people are believing that coconut oil is a miracle oil. There's all kinds of things that that good quality coconut oil. I'm not talking about coconut that's in, you know, cookies or coconut that's in a pie. We're talking about really virgin coconut oil. And there's different grades of coconut oil that you can use, some to cook with and some just to consume. But listen to this here. Coconut oil. They believe today that it can help with weight loss. Despite the fact that it has that it is a fat, it actually can help promote weight loss. They believe today that it can be an energy booster because it is a carrier through your body, and it's easy to digest, and it's excellent for your liver. It's also good for your kidney. it actually has been shown, research has shown, that it helps increase metabolism. So that's a very positive oil to have in your body. It's good for your heart. It's also good to promote a healthy thyroid. It's great for your blood sugar, for diabetics in particular. This helps remove some of the high glucose content. It's if you have constipation problems. So those are kind of the challenges there. But you know, even from an outside of your body, it has all kinds of properties about helping your if you have dry skin. It will help with some, believe it or not, if you have history of muscle aches, because it's actually used in terms of skin topically as a skin massage oil. It helps with your hair and your feet. So you name it. The idea of coconut oil, it's kind of this miracle oil that's being touted. But when I was at the show and walked around, I really saw coconut oil as the latest, greatest trend. That was an interesting one that you should consider. You know, here's another one that it kind of caught me by surprise, to be quite honest with you. There are some really neat items on the market today to help you boost your omega-3s. And something I saw at the expo was this drinkable omega-3s. Amazingly, a company called Nordic Naturals has this effervescent kind of a, I guess it's kind of like an orange drink, single packets, and you just add water to it. And every serving gives you something like 500 milligrams or something and a huge amount of vitamin C as well. But the idea here is that you can drink your omega-3s, and they don't taste fishy. It actually has just a nice orange flavor. So amazing that there's products out there today that can help you be healthier and even be easier to be healthier. So those are some things that I saw that were of interest. But you should know that the trends right now that are happening in the natural products industry are really about helping, making it easier for you to be healthy, making it easier for you to have good choices in your food and what you consume. So if you go around and you look at a store and you read labels, that's one thing. But if you need to buy items that help you, for convenience standpoint, try to look for things like this that are out there that will help your health. So let me tell you something about ginger, for example. I did not know that ginger is considered to be, in many ways, a very healthy remedy. In fact, I was at a booth that had these ginger cookies and ginger candies and things, and it was tasty, and I thought, well, that's nice. Well, then I find out just how much ginger is believed to be a health remedy. So none of this, of course, is clinically proven here, but these are the beliefs that are in place. There have been some studies that show that ginger or ginger powder, it can help with ovarian cancer treatment. It helps prevent colon cancer. It's actually great for morning sickness for pregnant women, motion sickness if you're on a boat or an airplane. It's believed to help with reducing heartburn, prevent colds and flus. It's also believed to help with migraine relief and menstrual cramp pains and so forth. So these are the kind of things that, you go to your health food store and you start reading up on products and you find out that, wow, there are a plethora of items out there that can help me live in a more healthy fashion. So this is what the natural products industry is about. It's about helping people find those kind of solutions. So I do want to urge you to think about, going to your health food store, going to a Whole Foods or wherever it may be, your standard food store, and going into those aisles that you don't typically look at the products and maybe you just don't know. So dig around a little bit and see what you can find and surprise yourself. You may be surprised by what you see. Okay, so I want to do a little bit of a few highlights here of some other things, some actual individual products that I saw that kind of fascinated me. First of all, this is pretty mainstream, but Twinings Tea, they just came out with a cold brewed green tea with mint, and it was delicious. I have to tell you. So the powers of green tea have been discussed at length many times, many places. But now you can find a really great cold brew tea from Twinings. That was kind of cool. Also, there's a product called Vita Tops. And now this is a pre-made baked good item, but if you're looking for this kind of thing and you have to snack, you know, they say that, you know, these muffins are pretty healthy. Why? Well, first of all, it's just the top of the muffin. It's the little bit of the muffin they have that they just kind of cut the top off, I guess. But they're packed with vitamins, full of fiber, protein, relatively low sodium. So if you see this product called Vitatops, check it out. They're actually kind of cool. By the way, none of these things I'm mentioning are sponsors or anything like that. They're just me things I was fascinated by. I also saw a fun product talking about ginger. This company called Mary's Gone Crackers, kind of a whimsical name. She makes an organic line of cookies and crackers, but she has ginger snaps that amazing. They're gluten free, wheat free, dairy and egg free. Well, I don't know what the heck's in them, but they were delicious. And as a side note, that does bring me back to, I kind of ran past this before, some of the hot trends that I did see throughout the expo included non-GMO, the genetically modified ingredients. And I mentioned wheat-free and gluten-free are still white hot. Vegan is surprisingly catching on even more so of late. And this idea of dairy-free, there are folks who do have dairy allergies or people who just choose to not have any animal products. So there's a plethora of dairy-free items out there. All kinds of allergy-friendly products. So whether it's nut or some other, you know, wheat, something else out there, there's a range of items that are labeled allergy-friendly or may help reduce such and such allergy symptom. You can look for those items at the store. There is a huge trend, of course, but no trans fats. I'm glad to see that catching on, and no hydrogenated oils. Those are things that you need to look for and be aware of for your own health. Finally, there are all kinds of interesting products out there that I never knew about. And in particular, there are, of course, I'm sure most of you have heard of flaxseed and what flaxseed is, and that's pretty common today. But do you know what chia seeds are? Chia is an interesting seed. It actually has quite a health benefit. It is believed to be a powerful superfood. It's used as a raw food in many formulas today. And I think that what people don't know is how much it can be used in your everyday diet. It's full of antioxidants, proteins, vitamins, and minerals. And you're going to find them that they're very nutritious, actually. They have more omega-3s than almost any other seed out there. And actually, even calcium, protein, and fiber also. So you should look for products that have chia seeds in them, or made with chia, or you can actually just buy them and bake with them. Really kind of cool stuff. So I have one last plug I want to make. This is a really neat product I saw, and this is, quite honestly, you'd be surprised to hear me talk about it. It's something called Naturally Nora, and she naturallynora.com. It's an all-natural, no artificial ingredient cake mix, believe it or not, if you want to make things for your kids, really cute things, and zero trans fats, no hydrogenated oils. Check it out. So Natural Products Expo, let me just wrap it up for you. It's all about the choices we make. It's all about what you choose to consume and what you choose to put in your body. My recommendation, read labels, go to your natural food store, and support natural and organic products. I hope you enjoyed this summary of the Natural Products Expo, and I do hope that you will think about what you consume and how you can improve your own health. Remember, better nutrition makes a huge difference in your overall life and health. And don't forget about your dog or cat, because your dog or cat can benefit from natural foods as well. Thanks so much for listening today. Please visit my website, rickrockhill.blogspot.com, and I look forward to next week's show and more information from the Palm Springs Savant and Company. Thank you.